With a population of less than 10 million people, it's not surprising that Sweden's official Twitter feed doesn't have that many followers. But when the folks at the Swedish Tourist Board wanted to boost those numbers, they came up with a novel idea. Hand over the official @Sweden Twitter account to a different Swedish citizen each week and let them tweet whatever they want. So far, the citizen tweeters have included a female priest and an organic sheep farmer, among others. This week, it's been the turn of Hanna Fanje. She's a 32-year-old truck driver from Uppsala. Fanje says the idea is to showcase the real Sweden.
It's about giving people new ways of seeing Sweden, I guess. It's not all about tall blondes and meatballs and IKEA. It's so much more.
Right at the top of the @Sweden Twitter feed, the heading says, a new Swede every week. And then there's your description of yourself, which says, I'm just your average lesbian truck driver. So it sounds like you really are challenging stereotypes about the big blondes and IKEA.
Yeah, I guess so. But then again, I'm a walking stereotype for being a lesbian in Sweden. People always expect that female truck drivers are lesbians. So I guess I'm a stereotype in myself, but maybe not the stereotype Swede.
Were you concerned that by putting yourself out there so publicly as a lesbian, you'd encounter prejudice during this week?
I actually didn't think about it at all until people started asking me about receiving hate tweets or stuff like that. But I still haven't, and I hope I won't.
What kind of things have you been tweeting about this week, Hanna?
Oh, everything. Trucks, coffee, Sigourney Weaver's panties,
right.
Breasts, and today cats. And I know that the one about Sigourney Weaver's panties have been retweeted.
Oh, I heard about that. You said something about Sigourney Weaver's panties in the Alien movies. What did you say about them?
They don't look good. They all look so uncomfortable, so why have them?
All right, I know the Swedish government said you can tweet about whatever you want, but was there any kind of like pushback on tweeting about Sigourney Weaver's panties in Alien?
No, I haven't heard a thing about it. Some people have unfollowed this account because I tweet too much, and some find me boring, which I can totally understand because I'm mostly tweeting about trucks, I think, and about what I see during my drives. Yesterday it was... I was actually tweeting about penises yesterday, and people were a bit surprised about a lesbian tweeting about penises she's seen during her work days. But
you keep tweeting like that, the Swedish government isn't going to let you go. They're going to have, you know, followers all over the world, millions of people. You're going to beat Lady Gaga.
That's my goal.
Well, you're going to miss it?
I will. This has been fantastic to do this because while I'm driving, I have 4.5 hours driving, and then I need to have a 4 to 5 minute break. And I often get bored during these 4 to 5 minutes, but not now, because now I have followers in Australia and the US and Pakistan and Indonesia. People always respond to my tweets any time of day. They have been great company.
Well, enjoy your last 2 days running the @Sweden account, Hanna.
Oh, I will. Hanna, tomorrow I'm taking them on a tour around Uppsala to show the sights.
Hanna Fanje is tweeting for Sweden this week. She joined us from Uppsala. Thank you very much.
Thank you.